For many of us, the new year is a time for new beginnings and ambitious resolutions. Same for North Korea's Kim Jong-un, apparently. The North Korean leader used his New Year's Day address to extend an olive branch to South Korea. In his televised message, Kim offered to hold high-level talks with the South if certain conditions are met. South Korea welcomed Kim's remarks. David Straub is associate director of the Korean Studies Program at Stanford University. So, David, first of all, what are these conditions from Kim Jong-un?
In the speech itself, he makes clear that at least one condition will be an end to the combined U.S.-South Korean military exercises in South Korea. It's very unrealistic. It just won't happen.
So should we interpret this New Year's overture as kind of, you know, blather, blather from Kim Jong-un or something serious?
Well, unfortunately, that's my interpretation. I think this is primarily a propaganda exercise and a tactical effort on his part. However, as you said, the South Korean government has cautiously welcomed the statement, and that's the appropriate thing to do. One can never be certain about these matters, so we should not reject the discussion out of hand.
Where are things now? Is there some dialogue that can be resumed, or are we talking a whole new kind of discussion?
Well, the problem is not whether the parties are in principle open to dialogue. All of the parties are, including North Korea. The problem is that the conditions or the terms of each of the parties are so far apart that even if they sit down to talk, they don't make progress. South Korea this past year has repeatedly made proposals for high-level, that is, ministerial-level talks, and North Korea has not responded positively to those. I think one of the reasons that Kim addressed the issue of talks in the New Year's address is that he needed to say something in response to the South Korean proposals.
I have to, of course, bring up the interview, the movie that has really been all the news around North Korea. What's your sense of what happened here?
Having observed the North Koreans for many years now, I'm fairly confident that the North Koreans were, in fact, behind the hack of Sony. The North Koreans typically engage in sneak attacks, whether cyber or actual conventional military attacks, in a way that they hope will allow them deniability, all at the same time making clear that they're delighted at all the bad things that have happened to their enemies. Moreover, the North Koreans, by all accounts, do have the capability of launching such an attack. So my strong inclination is to believe that the North Koreans actually did this.
We just read today that a South Korean activist plans to launch balloons filled with DVDs of the film The Interview to try to break down the personality cult around Kim Jong-un. Think it'll have any success?
Well, this is actually a silly and possibly even dangerous thing that some of these former North Korean defectors do. I think it's very unfortunate that this is going on. Most of those balloons apparently blow back into South Korea, and I'm doubtful that many North Koreans ever see them, and that if they do, that it has very much influence on them.
You know, in Kim's New Year's speech, he did say that North Korea will continue to strengthen its military, diversify its economy, and raise the national standard of living. Is that just kind of wishful thinking, or is North Korea in a position to achieve any of those things?
Kim Jong-un, ever since he came to power 3 or 4 years ago, has been talking about improving the economy. Of course, his father also did that as well. The famine of the mid-1990s was a terrific shock to the entire country, including to the regime. So I think the regime and its leaders are serious about wanting to build the economy and even about wanting to improve the standard of living of the ordinary people. The problem is, as long as they continue to pursue nuclear weapons, the United States and largely the international community as a whole is going to maintain sanctions against them, and the international business community is not going to be willing to take the political risk of trying to see if it can invest something in North Korea. As long as the North Koreans don't have significant outside investment, they're not going to be able to make any progress economically.
David Straub is at the Korean Studies Program at Stanford University. Thank you so much for your time and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.